Introduction. Gandhi and the Freedom Movement. Mahatma Gandhi has rightly been called the father of the nation. He was in every sense of the word the creator of modern India. It was under him that India won her independence. It is true that Tilak had anticipated him by advocating a policy of strong action against the British government instead of policy of mendicancy as followed by the moderates in India. But it cannot be denied that it was under Gandhiji that the freedom movement in India became a mass movement in India and not a movement at the mere intelligentsia of India. He followed various methods to achieve his ends. He started the non-cooperation movement. He started the civil disobedience movement. He violated the laws of the country. It was under him that the Congress passed the Quit India Resolution. He fasted. He courted arrest. He defied the might of the British Empire. But he did all this with one object, and that was the liberation of this country. The Block 5 offers you 4 units. Unit 17, the non-cooperation movement. Unit 18, civil disobedience movement. Unit 19, the roundtable conferences. And Unit 20, communal award and the Pune Pact. In Unit 17, you would learn about the non-cooperation movement launched by Mahatma Gandhi, 1920 to 1922. He gave a slogan, Swaraj in a year. The people were asked to boycott government-affiliated schools, colleges, law courts, jobs, legislatures, and foreign cloth, and to surrender titles and honors. Suddenly, he called off the entire movement on 12 February 1922 on account of the incident occurred at Chauri Chaura. The most important consequence of non-cooperation movement was the tremendous self-confidence of self-esteem which Indian people gained. Gandhiji put up his 11 demands before Lord Irwin and, when not accepted, started the civil disobedience movement by beginning the Dandi March on March 12, 1930 to prepare salt at the sea coast. After Gandhi-Irwin Pact, March 1931, civil disobedience movement was suspended and Gandhi participated in the second roundtable conference but with no result. Civil disobedience movement was revived on January 1932. In Unit 19, we learned that how the government utilized the first and second round table conferences to justify that Indians could not take a united stand. The deliberations of the third round table conference led to the passing of the Act of 1935, by which diarchy was transferred at the center and provincial autonomy was introduced in provinces. The final Unit 20 of this block gives us the information to know that the government declared MacDonald Award or the communal award to divide the Hindus, by which the depressed classes were to be given separate representation in legislatures. But Gandhi undertook fast unto death on September 20, 1932 to protest against it. Communal award were withdrawn and Pune Pact was signed. Gandhi broke his fast. Thus, the Indian society was saved from division. Dr. A. Somashekhar.